The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, of course. Indeed. So sometimes we talk about guns, and sometimes we talk about, you know, things that affect us, not only across Maryland, but across the country. And we talk about wildlife sightings and adventures with Dad and Grandpa and Uncle Bob and all that stuff. So we're here to take you away from the everyday drumbeat of, you know, national, international news, local news, the good, the bad, the ugly, and we need a break from that. And that's what this show is all about, to give you a break from all that. So we don't talk a lot about national events, national politics and things like that. We focus on Maryland, and we focus on the outdoors. So we also encourage your phone calls to have a conversation. You basically run the show with your topics and your selected areas of interest, your questions, and that's how we get along. That phone number is 410 WCBM 680. That's where you're listening, WCBM and 680 on your dial. And that translates to 410-922-6680, pretty easy to remember. And we're looking forward to a lot of calls today. This is the final day of the Fishing Tackle Giveaway contest, which is for this month, for May. And that's a beautiful perch package from Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. I've already gotten a preview of the bass package for June. It is excellent, and it's, if I can find it here, I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's good morning, John V. Not a bad week, just a long week, that's for sure. So let's see what Tackle Box Tim has to say. Oh, it looks like a topwater lure, a couple of crankbaits, a chattered bait style lure, and a jig. So looks like it's all ready to go. That's six nice bass fishing lures that will help you catch some bigger and more fish. That's what they say anyway. So that will start next week with the 1st of June, and we'll give that away the end of June. And the way it works is you simply call the radio station, 410-922-6680, the previously aforementioned number. You leave your name, your first and last name, with our producer, Aaron, who will answer the phone. Make sure you leave an accurate phone number, and at the end of the day today and at the end of the month next month, we'll be more than glad to coordinate each name with a number, and the random number generator will be used to generate a number, and somebody will win. That's all it is to it. So call in. Go in the air with me, and you don't have to say much. You can just say, hey, I just want to get in a contest, or hi, or I have a question, or whatever. And, you know, that qualifies you to win. No purchase necessary, as they say. So, here we are. Oh, my goodness. You heard the commercial for Battery Warehouse there at the beginning of the show. And, unfortunately, the Westminster store has perished in a fire. I don't know what the future of that store is, but devastating loss, and pretty big news in Westminster when the store burned. So not sure what happened, don't know, but the folks at Battery Warehouse are, you know, they're picking up the pieces, and the rest of the stores are still open. The closest store to that would be Eldersburg, which is where I which is where I hang out, which is where, you know, I do business and radio business with that location. So friendly people, nice people, and you know, they can pick up the slack where Westminster would have been your supplier. It's not that far to Eldersburg, right down Route 32 from Westminster, and you can pick up that store. So good people, love them. They love the Lord, and they know their batteries, that's for sure. So, and you know, they carry the flashlights and the knives and the Nebo stuff that I like, and I can't say the name of the brand of the knife right now, but they got a good selection of flashlights and battery chargers and things like that too, all the accessories, and giant selection of batteries for anything, just like you hear on the commercial. I get my boxes of trail camera batteries there, and they have a little rechargeable hand warmer that I picked up for the upcoming hunting season. They've got Lucky Buck Mineral, which they've been selling for years, and there are subscribers to that like that. So, you know. Anyway, let's see. I just got an email from somebody. Randy in Glen Burnie is on hold. Let's get Randy off of hold and onto the air. Morning, Randy.
I listen to your show. I just wanted to say I listen to your show all the time. I work on Saturday mornings, so I drive a truck. I just wanted to tell you I think your show is pretty good.
Well, I appreciate that. What do you haul? General freight or what?
No, I actually do roll-off dumpsters.
Roll-off dumpsters. Good.
Yep.
That's a good business. People have a lot of trash, that's for sure.
Yes, they do.
A lot of baby boomers are renting dumpsters to downsize and, get into smaller locations and that type of thing.
Yep.
So you provide a good service.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So do you.
Well, appreciate that. Thank you very much. So.
All right.
All right, Randy. You have a good morning. Stay safe
Thanks
out there.
You too.
Yep.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's nice. Roll-off dumpsters. Good business. Maybe his company would consider being a sponsor since I say nice things. You know, you never know. You can talk to him, Randy. Got to get a little shameless self-promotion in there, right, Aaron?
Why not?
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everyone.
There you go. So there's the friendly voice that you will hear on the phone when you call the radio show. We do have a guest coming up the next hour. We're going to talk about the Kent County High School target team. These folks are out there. These young men are out there competing in trap and skeet. And they've got a fundraiser, which has got a lot of great prizes. And we'll talk about that. I picked up a couple tickets, I think. A two-day Cape Cod eider hunt for four people. That is an exciting hunt. I've hunted eiders. And they're big ducks, and they're good to eat, and they make great mounts. And then there's a November Chesapeake Bay sea duck hunt, a Chesapeake Bay fishing trip for six people, a goose hunt for four, another Chesapeake Bay fishing trip for six people with another captain, goose hunt for five people. Three different goose hunts are available, November youth hunt, late season youth or veteran hunt, and a regular season weekday hunt. So they've got that. So it's all good. It's all good. And we'll talk about how you can get a ticket. That's for sure. Chance of eight different trips. And the deadline for that's coming up soon, Friday, June 12th. So we'll get Josh in here and talk about that and the success of the youth shooting team. Passing it on, keeping the tradition going. That's for sure. Yep. So 410-922-6680. You want to hear about my week? Wasn't much to it. Did a lot of driving this week. Monday, Memorial Day, went to Grantsville. And a fellow up there that I met who had a nice big velvet buck, and he wanted it measured. So we met when he made a trip to Baltimore and picked up his deer head, had it measured. He was on our Facebook page. I don't remember the measurements of it exactly right now. Maybe I can find it here real quick, but the Boak Hill. The whole story is in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is available in print and online. Yeah, Bob Newton measured a gross score 170 and 2/8 with a non-typical net of 163 and 7/8. 163 and 7/8, beautiful buck. So I hauled that rack up to Ryan Van Nosdown's house and got to meet him and see his man cave and had lunch at Penn Alps in Grantsville. Drove back home. Long day, that's for sure. Very long day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just deliveries all over the place. I'm in Hartford and Cecil County, back to Western Maryland, Hagerstown and Hancock and Gettysburg and all the places that have advertisements in the Hunting Quarterly. We have to deliver their magazines to them. So that's that. So it's been a long week. Long week. Haven't gotten up with the Trappers yet. The Trappers event's coming up July 31st and August 1st. If you remember, last week these fellas go out and set a trap line on Friday. And you can ride along and watch that and get some education on how to trap. And then August 1st, they take you along on a wagon and check the trap line, see if they've caught anything. Of course, we're going to be measuring. Bucks, bears, stags will be measuring at that event August 1st. Chuck Wilcox will be there. And free admission and parking. It's at the Washington County Agriculture Education Center. That's in Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. And one of the interesting things, I don't know if anybody knows the name Pete Askins or not, but Pete is from Lititz, Pennsylvania. He is a trap designer and tester at Woodstream Corporation, which is manufacturer of Victor traps. And many of the modern trap advancements we enjoy today can be credited to Mr. Askins. So there will be an auction of his prototypes and many more traps and personal items that belong to Mr. Askins. So the expo and convention begins on Friday. And you can visit www.marylandfurtrappers.org and follow that event, that's for sure. A lot of stuff coming up. So, my goodness. Heard a lot about the late turkey season. Turkey season ended last weekend, last Saturday, the 23rd. And we heard a lot about late season turkeys and the last 2 days, even in the rain, becoming successful. The gobblers were, I guess the hens were nesting and the gobblers were looking for more. And there was some success the last week of the season, which, you know, the first time we had been out was a couple weeks into the season and found that the birds were quote-unquote henned up, which means that the gobblers were actively breeding the hens and weren't really responding to the calls to get the gobbler to come to the hens because the hens were surrounding the gobblers. And so I mentioned my hunt. You know, I had hens, I say, all over me all morning. You know, walking within range, I had probably 6 or 7 different hens. They came in and flopped a decoy, you know, they beat the decoy up and then ran away. And then they'd come back and stand in front of me and call on their own. They'd yelp and they'd cluck and they'd purr and they, you know. I thought, well, why call? I've got a hen right out here calling, so she'll get a boyfriend out here soon enough. And when they went in the woods, I saw one gobbler go shooting across the road without a chance of a shot. He was after the girls. And then, you know, after that, a whole bunch of birds came out. 4 hens, Jake, and a gobbler. Jake is a young turkey with a very short beard. Certainly legal, but I was after the big boy, and I watched him and them strut and pirouette and do his little dance for the girls, and then, you know, he'd walk a little bit and stop again and strut. It's fascinating to watch. And then eventually worked his way into range, and they got a little closer. I didn't want their eyes all over me, just like when you're deer hunting, you know, you got a bunch of does underneath you and you're waiting for the buck. Well, we've got a lot of eyes around, a lot of eyes that can catch movement. Same thing happened with the turkey. So he got within range, 35 yards, and as they say, let him have it. So it was a fun hunt. And so that happened a lot to people in the last week of the season. They were pretty happy with their end of season results. So don't give up to the end, right? Okay, 410-922-6680. So let's get some entries here into the fishing tackle contest while we take our first break. It's time to talk about Backyard Billy's. In Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, you go buy it all the time on 50. Have you ever stopped in? Well, you should, because there's a lot of stuff there that is extremely interesting and attractive, especially if you're a homeowner and you like, you know, sitting around the backyard and having a little cookout or a family reunion or, you know, a family event, maybe steaming some crabs and sitting in the backyard and you're sitting at that old rickety picnic table and wondering when it's going to fall down. Well, you just need to stop by Backyard Billy's because summer's here and it's time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got a tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, plenty of tables and chairs in all different styles and heights and configurations, 300 at least, well, more like 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. And you can find Adirondack chairs that swivel and that rock and, you know, high boys and all that stuff. You can see all that from Route 50 right there at the exit 44. And in their backyard, Billy's backyard, there are gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and, oh, my goodness, chicken coops and dog kennels and pergolas and gazebos and all that stuff. And the big stuff has free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the giant showroom, check out the barbecue grills. They've got the Memphis grills that they're closing out, 40 and 50% off. The Big Green Egg, plenty of those, and all the accessories. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and all the other stuff that goes along with it. Decorations, garden decorations. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. More about that later. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Graysonville. Your backyard, Evans Avenue, that is. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
All right, let's go to Chris in West Virginia, and we'll leave the nitty-gritty dirt band laying on the bank there. Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, Alan. I hope you are as well.
Doing fine. What's going on?
That's great. Not a whole lot. I chuckled to myself. Every time you talk about turkey strutting, I don't know if you ever heard of Elvin Bishop, but he did a song called Strutting My Stuff. And you talk about turkey strutting, and I think about that old song.
Irvin Bishop. Well, maybe we can find
Elvin
it.
Bishop.
Maybe we can find it.
It's Elvin.
Yeah, Elvin Bishop. Yeah, he did a whole album of fishing songs that we used to play a lot of. So yeah.
Sounds like you had a busy week.
It was. I was all over the place. So next week, get the truck serviced a little bit. I have a temperature sensor that apparently somebody backed into. It's under the front bumper, believe it or not. Somebody backed into the bumper and fractured that temperature sensor. So that has a lot to do with regulating your heat and air conditioning in the truck. So that's being replaced. And then time for an oil change after all that mileage. And there's some recall on the truck that I think has already been addressed, but we'll get them to look at that too. So, yeah, that'll be a couple of days off the road. So,
yeah,
get a little rest.
That'd be a nice break for you.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I got plenty to do. Plenty to do, but you know, we gotta have the truck to do it. You know, so
yeah,
yes, sir. How about you?
I've just been busy working around here with finally got out of the rain.
Yeah.
Getting the garden, pull weeds, and
sure,
taking care of my ducks and my chicks and
I hear you.
Dogs and cats. And
You get to do any fishing?
Keep them right busy.
You get to do any fishing?
I haven't even bought a license yet this year.
Oh, is that right?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you live in a good spot. There's
got a hankering too, but just always get too busy.
I hear you. There's a lot of good fishing down your way. Trout fishing, bass fishing, it's all good.
So. Yeah, I know. This area is supposed to be pretty good for smallmouth.
Yeah. How far are you from Canaan Valley?
Probably about an hour.
Oh, that far? Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
One thing I learned living in West Virginia, everything's far away, pretty much.
That's true. I agree with you. Yeah, I used to do some deliveries down there, and then a friend of mine had a wholesale meat and cheese business, and one February I wasn't working. I got to ride along with him. He delivered to all the, what is the chain down there, the grocery store? Foodland, I think, is one of the
Save-A-Lot.
Well, it could be that now, but it was a different name then. And he would deliver shank meat for grinding and in 40-pound cases of frozen meat, and then cases of big blocks of Longhorn cheese. And that was his delivery route. And I think we had 11 or 12 counts down there in West Virginia. So it was a long ride from Pennsylvania, and then. Yep, a long day.
Yeah, the one little grocery store I go to, they actually sell the ground beef fat.
Really?
And right around November, right around deer season.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, because people grind that in with their venison.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Beef fat. That's what I used to. I didn't used to use it for a couple of years, and then I started grinding in like 10% beef fat. You know, which is still lean. I mean, you know, your beef, your burger is, you know, the ground chuck is 80-20. And that makes a nice flavorful burger. But venison's dry on its own. It's good in sauces and stuff if you don't add anything. But if you want to make something, you know, more flavorful, you add the beef.
Here's a funny story about that grocery store I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I went in there one day and I forgot my wallet.
Uh-huh.
So I was putting stuff in the cart, and something just told me that I just reached around and touched my back pocket, my right back pocket, no wallet. So I'm cursing myself, and I started putting my groceries away, and there's one fellow that works there. I see him all the time in there. He said, "How you doing today?" And I said, "I'm doing all right, but I left my wallet at home." And he said, "Well, what do you need? I just cashed my paycheck. I'd give you $350 to tide you over and pay me the next time you come in."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said to him, I said, "Well, I might take you up on that, but I'm going to run up to the bank and see if I can get some money out." So I went to the bank, and, of course, I had my ID, but, you know, I knew my bank account number and all that, and they gave me money. No, I didn't even have my ID. I didn't even have a driver's license with me.
Well, they knew you.
And they asked me a couple questions, and, $350. Here you go.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about living in small towns.
That is true. Yep, I lived in a few myself, so.
Yeah?
Yep, Berlin, Pennsylvania being notable, so. Anyway.
My alarm this morning was a whippoorwill.
Oh, man. Gotta love them. In the spring, West Virginian whippoorwills. Love them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, they go on and on and on, don't they?
And, you know, they don't just whippoorwill. They make this growling sound.
I know they do.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have. So, used to.
But
used
I got
to
one. Fitch. I got a little outbuilding right off the back of my cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, every evening. It gets on that and just goes and goes and goes.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear that. Yeah, I used to fish
in
North.
Well, it's not great when you want to
sleep, right?
7 o'clock in the morning.
I hear you. Yeah. And at least it's not a rooster crow, and that's for sure. So.
Well, I got two roosters in my chicks, so.
Oh, boy.
I'll be having that here in 6 or 8 weeks.
Well. Back in the day, boy, back in the day. So,
Somebody else chat at you.
All right, Chris. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're going to talk about some of our sponsors here soon, so it's all good. Appreciate
it. Take care of yourself, and good morning, my friend Teddy, and God bless everybody listening.
All right, Chris. Keep living there in almost heaven, buddy. Enjoy your life.
I am, buddy. Sure.
I know it.
You as well.
All right, man. Thanks. Yep. God bless you. Bye bye. All right. Well, we're getting a few texts coming in. If you hear that beeping in the background, so to answer the questions that came in, the three questions: is there an all-inclusive list of what game can be harvested and when published, or go to the DNR website? That all is coming out July 1st. That'll when the new hunting guide comes out, and of course there have been some changes in the regulations and. So that, and it will all be online. DNR e-regulations will be online as well. And then specific to small game, rabbits and squirrels, yes, there are harvest guidelines, there are limits, there are seasons. And a universal caliber for small game. I tell you, air rifles are becoming increasingly popular for squirrel shooting, at least. And either a 177 or 22 caliber for... rabbits, it's going to be probably shotgun. You can use your shotgun for squirrel too, but a smaller caliber is certainly enough. A 20 gauge. Now, I was a diehard rabbit hunting growing up. My grandfather was a squirrel hunter. I loved to hunt squirrels, but rabbits became my passion, and I learned about them and learned where they go when it's below zero, and how to find them in an open field, and how to find them in the woods, and how to find them in the swamps, and but I was using a 16 gauge single shot at one point, and then sold that gun to a buddy in school for like $30, and took that money and a little money that I'd saved, and my mom and dad put some more money to it, and wound up with a Winchester 1200 at the time, pump action shotgun, and the rabbits then feared me even more. So a 20 gauge shotgun or a 22, if you want to talk about a rifle for, would be 22 long rifle for squirrels. So anyway, that hope that answers some questions, but the guidelines will be out for 2026, and usually comes out in 1st of July. So when the licenses go on sale. Oh brother. Oh, isn't that nice? All right. Getting some text and pictures from Lee too. He's doing some catch and release fishing as well. We'll talk to him probably later. So anyway, here's who I want to talk about. Spurry's Tire Service. Stopped by to see Brent yesterday. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50, where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. And if you're a local and you're getting some tires or auto service work done, say hi to Brent. Tell him you heard about him here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and all the other top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your truck or your car, any make, any model. And Bridgestone and Firestone has a financing plan. It's great. I'm on it. It's a nice way to spread out your payments on your tires if you need to. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. You see all these giant farm vehicles driving up and down the roads here and blocking traffic and doing their work? Well, Spurry's Tire has a service that goes to the farms and takes care of the farmers and all their tires on all their equipment. And if you have a garden tractor or a wheelbarrow or anything like that that needs a tire, well, Spurry's Tire Service. If you own any kind of trailer, landscape trailer, boat trailer, any kind of trailer, Spurry's has the tires for that too, or even your ATV or UTV. Spurry's offers tire repair and full service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And Spurry's Farm Service team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. I'll be glad you did. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. Visit the website spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384. Just have your tire size ready. Call them up. They'll give you a price on the phone. Take your vehicle in. and they will take care of you just like that. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Hey, speaking about crabbing, you know, Clyde Sport Shop has all your crabbing gear, Pasadena crab traps, either the, you know, the closed ones or the open top. They've got the cloth and wire crab rings, the nets too, the trot lines and supplies. They've got the tarred line, 400 or 500 feet of tarred line, 1,000 foot of Loctite number 5 nylon, or 1,000 foot already rigged snood trot line ready to go. Baskets, lids, accessories like measures and tongs and gloves and mallets and crab bait, including salted eel and chicken necks. Aluminum steamers, 20 quart, 50 quart. You can call for prices on those. And then Clyde's has their own custom crab seasoning in a 5-pound bucket. So, you know, crabs fear Clyde's, that's for sure. So why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, in Lansdowne, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. Since 1957. Clyde's has been around, and they're open 7 days a week. The phone number, 410-242-6108. The website is ClydesSportShop.com. ClydesSportShop.com. Two S's in the middle. And I'm sure you'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. If is always under construction, for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz basins, air spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me, and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Yep, all my weapons of mass destruction. I probably used all those at one point or another. Oh, man, I need to go back fishing on a regular basis. We'll see what happens next week. Oh, goodness. I've got a couple folks that I'd like to go snakehead fishing with. I have to give them a call and see if they've got room to take a snakehead newbie fishing. Maybe bow fishing, too. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, number here is 410 WCBM 680. You can get back into the contest if you'd like. It's 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron and go on the air with me. We'll be pulling that about 6:30-ish this morning with the random number generator. I'll get the list from Aaron here when we're done today. And somebody will walk away with a new perch package, a nice package of perch fishing lures, that's for sure. So, Aaron, any callers on the line? He must be screening a call right now, which is fine. That's good. That's good. Yep, got to see all my sponsors this week, which is great. Always nice to see them. Checking out the new stuff at the shops and that type of thing. So they're all good people. They are all good people. They support the radio show, and, you know, we ask you to support them, and we're glad when we hear that you have, that's for sure. All right. What did I buy this week? Oh, I found some Remington TSS shot in 20-gauge, number 9 shot. And it was a good selection of it, believe it or not. $55 a box. Now, I know that sounds expensive. That's $11 a shot. That sounds expensive. But do you want to wound a turkey? Do you want to kill a turkey? You know, guys are going to lighter and lighter guns. They're going to single-shot 20-gauges and 410s. And when you have the shot, the TSS, the tungsten shot, it certainly is more effective. And number 9, you say, why number 9? Well, number 9 sends a lot of pellets downrange. And talked to one dealer in Southern Maryland yesterday. He said, I've heard some reports of people missing turkeys at too close of a range because they've gone to these 410s. And that little shot wad exit the barrel. And if the turkey's too close, you can shoot over him because the pattern's too tight. So you want to get that bird out there 20 to 35 yards and put a hurting on them. Get that pattern to spread out a little bit, more pellets on target. So it made sense to me. And so that's what worked with the bird I shot. I was using the TSS 3D Federal. It has a mixture of 7, 8, 9 shot in it. And I don't know, there might be some copper shot in there too. I'm not really sure. But it certainly did a devastating job on the gobbler at 35 yards, and that's 20 gauge. So you know, turkey hunters, they're always looking for an advantage. So there we are. Let's talk to Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I wanted to put a good word in for our favorite supplier of fishing and hunting equipment down there at
Clyde Sports Shop. Yeah.
Yeah, and I went down there to get my senior fishing license, and my goodness, it's all the way went from $7 for fishing and crabbing up to $14.
That's right. I hope you didn't buy a trout stamp unless you're a trout fisherman.
I didn't. If I catch a trout, I'm throwing them back or telling the game warden I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, $20, Joe.
Hey, listen, you know, I've been studying magic most of my life, and the other day I was taking an online course, and they had a little test, and do you know I failed the test? But it's okay, because they were all trick questions.
Oh, brother.
I'm sorry. I thought I might get a hook into you.
You got a chuckle.
My dad was a hunter, and I went with him a few times, and we mostly were hunting for pheasants and stuff, but
right.
We mostly shot sixes and fours. He said that to put a, because of he wanted it. The seven was bird shot, but he said that it just wasn't enough to kill a pheasant for the most part.
Yeah, well, I grew up with guys, the guys that ran the maintenance shop and worked for my dad were all hunters, and they used number six, and the big thing then, I don't know who made it, was Lubaloy or Lubaloy, Lubaloy shot. It might have been a Remington product, and I'm not sure what that meant or what that was, but let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, you Google that later.
Yeah. Lubaloy shot. But that's what they all—that's what they all bragged about was, was their favorite deal. So
my dad said, if I remember correctly, he put a six and then a four and then a six.
Now that would work. Yeah, that would work. That would work. So. Yeah.
But,
when pheasants were prevalent, that's what these guys really loved to do, you know?
Yeah, my dad caught a rabbit as it was going right around a Christmas, we were on a little Christmas tree farm, a lot of little pines, and
right.
This rabbit turned a corner just as my dad shot at him, and it was close, and he had a full choke shotgun, and it cut, it broke its hind leg and cut its ear off.
Oh, my goodness.
He ran over, grabbed it, and put it out of its misery quickly. But he was that good. And I didn't start actually hunting until I was like 18. I mean, I'd pellet guns at squirrels in the backyard, but nothing, you know, serious. And
right.
That was the old Red Riders. But so I'm not that good. I was never that good as a hunter, and I don't typically hunt nowadays, but
I got you. Well,
I haven't been doing much fishing either, so I've got to get out there and do some of that fishing. And I keep reading about those snakeheads, and I keep thinking I want to go over and give them a try.
I think you should. So here's what it says about Super X Lubaloy, L-U-B or Lubaloy, is Winchester shot from quote unquote back of the day. It was a copper plated shot. And so that would be, more accurate, because copper
holds a tighter pattern.
A tighter pattern, doesn't allow the lead to deform as much. So these guys back in the 60s were talking about the Lubaloy shot.
So. Yeah. That's interesting. They always coming up with something, and this tungsten, of course, being heavier.
Yeah.
Have a little bit more stopping power to it.
Definitely. That's why the guys have gone to 410 and 9 shot and shooting birds at 50, 60 yards.
Wow. Well, listen, it is always good to reconnect. I haven't talked to you in probably 6 months or more.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, we email a lot, but I know we haven't chatted a lot. So.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Talk to
Take
you later.
Care.
All right. Bye. See ya. There goes Joe. All right, we have to get to our final break here, so we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere
with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you for that. We need to talk about backyard billies for just a minute. So I'll ask the same question I ask a lot. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, then if you don't use it, you got a perfect spot to put that new gas, wood, pellet, or electric fireplace insert. That's what happened here. So we shopped around several different locations. Didn't find anybody that had enough product knowledge or good prices or selection to take care of what we were looking for until we got to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And back then, Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, helped us with a mason to do the stonework and do the hearth and do the mantle and the chimney work. And guess what? They have great follow-up and service. You know, if you need something done, just give them a call, make an appointment. They'll come by and take care of anything and everything you need. The convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from the gas fireplace insert is just amazing. You set the remote. It's off right now. It's been warm enough to keep it off. But you set the temperature, and it automatically fires when it needs to and turns off when it needs to. And Hearth America carries Enviro, Regency Fire, and other top brands. That phone number is 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. It's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America, the Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. It'll get cold soon. There's the music, folks. That means we're at the end of the first hour. The guest has already called in. He's joining us at the top of the hour, and we'll talk about the Kent County High School target team and how you can help them out if you prefer to help out some youth sporting events, so, and win some great prizes. So get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember, faith, family, friends, and freedom. See you next hour.